Choosing a Bible when you've just started your walk in God's Word can be confusing, even challenging, especially since going into an actual bookstore which sells Bibles is a trip to a foreign land in our age of Amazon. You quickly find out, either in a bookstore or online shopping, that there are many translations of the Bible, all in English, but with their respective nuances and structure. If you're in a bookstore, that gives you the opportunity to look through the various Bibles, discover their way of presenting the Word, and find the translation that best suits your ability to comprehend. If online is your better way to go, there's an actual online resource that will help you. In the same way, before you go to Amazon or whatever online outlet to buy your new Bible, it's BibleGateway.com. In the search engine at the top of the page, you can type in any chapter and verse from the Bible. Then in the drop-down menu on the right, you can have that verse come up in one of the many translations Bible Gateway makes available. Find the translation that you think will make your studies more effective, understandable, and impactful, and that's the Bible you go with. Now, this isn't to say that the Bible you start with will be the one you stay with. Just as an example, when I gave myself to the Lord, my first Bible was the New Living Translation, eventually moved from that to the New King James Version. I know that there are also digital Bibles, Bible apps that you can download for free, which is a positive convenience. But nothing compares to holding a physical Bible in your hands that you can make notes in, highlight verses as your studies advance. When we're in prayer, that's when we talk with God. When we reach for His Word, that's one of the times that God directly talks with us. This is why prayer and study have to go hand in hand, so you'll receive all of God's promise. We're taught in Psalm 119, verse 11, "Your word I have hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you." Psalm 18, verse 30 is a great summation of what the Word of God offers you. "As for God, His way is perfect. The Word of the Lord is proven. He is a shield to all who trust in Him." Why would you want anything other than perfection to guide you in your life and your decisions? All through the Bible, you come across many prophecies which have come true. Some are on that path in the here and now. In Ephesians 6, Paul tells us to put on the full armor of God. It's truth, righteousness, peace, faith, salvation, sword of the Spirit. When you commit yourself to learning and understanding the Word of God, while also retaining it in your heart, spirit, and soul, you show yourself to be an example of what Jesus taught in Matthew 13, verse 23. "But he who received seed on the good ground is he who hears the Word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and produces, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. Your Bible also displays your strength of study and amount of time in God's Word. If your Bible is pristine, no creases in the binding or fraying on the cover and the pages, and that's not showing much of an effort. When your Bible is full of notations, highlighted passages, creased binding, wear on the cover from your holding it for a long time, that pleases God. As Jesus proclaimed in John 14, verse 23, "If a man loves me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our abode in him